Now, you may have a pretty clear idea about who's going to win today's Syrian presidential election, but the fact that it's happening at all is probably a more significant mark of President Assad's standing than the result will be. It wasn't so long ago that the chances of him surviving in power were judged to be pretty slim, and now here he is standing in a poll that he will no doubt claim gives him a real mandate. There are a couple of other candidates on the ballot paper today, but both are government approved. One of them is Hassan al-Nuri.
We used to believe in one leader's view. I think now the situation is changing, and I will never believe that we will have this one sole leader who will have this magic touch to solve all the problem in Syria. I am a believer now that Assad or myself, none of us will be able to lead the country alone. We have to work hard together as a team.
Well, our Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, has been to a polling station in central Damascus this morning.
The last couple of hours, I've been at a polling station in an area of Damascus called Mezzeh 86. This is a hotbed of President Assad support. Now, this polling station is an engineering base for the National Water Company. And what they've been doing is bussing in their employees to come and vote here. And as I'm talking, in fact, another busload is arriving. Now, I'm just standing next to the queue, people waiting to go in, mainly men. Women who are coming in to vote are being ushered straight in. They don't have to queue up. The queues are being marshalled by people from the Assad campaign, men from the Assad campaign who are wearing matching T-shirts and baseball caps, women as well here. And everyone I've spoken to says they're voting for Assad. Is this a fair election? Is this a good election?
Yeah. It's good for the country.
In what way?
To make peace, because we are very, very tired from all the things that happened around us.
How will the election help to make peace?
Because it's make stability in the country.
Stability? Okay, but there are people on the rebel side who say the election shouldn't happen. They say don't vote. And they say that the election is not honest and not right.
They are not in the Syria. They don't know what happened in Syria.
But what about the people in parts of Syria which is not controlled by the government?
They must vote. But I don't know how they vote. They must vote.
But there's no election up there.
Maybe someday we'll come back to us.
Who's going to win the war?
Us.
Who's us?
The people.
The people who support President Assad.
To support Syria.
Did you vote already?
With them.
With blood.
You voted with blood. He's got a small cut on his finger. He obviously opened up his finger to mark the ballot paper. Why did you do that?
I voted with my blood for the future of my country, for the future of my children, for my country not to be divided. We used to live in a safe place, in secure, but Britain, US, Israel, the intelligence, they wanted to destroy my country. For that, I voted with my blood.
But of course, let's not forget, this election has been savagely criticised, both at home and abroad, as a sham, as a joke, as something that should not be happening and cannot happen fairly at a time of civil war.
Well, Jeremy Bowen is live on the line from Damascus now. And I suppose, in a way, Jeremy, you suggest the question yourself there. What do people think about what impact this will have on the civil war, if indeed there is one?
Well, as a matter of fact, Ed, since I recorded that, I have moved now out of Damascus and I'm in the well-known Christian shrine of Maalula. And here's an example of really what matters in Syria at the moment, and it's the war. Maalula has a polling station, that's why we've come here, but there aren't that many people to vote because the place is in very much in the hands of the Syrian army, badly damaged. And I don't think that the election impacts on the war, except in that it helps President Assad secure his own base. Because I think that his supporters, and he has genuine support, he wouldn't have survived the war so far if he didn't have it. Those people buy his line that this is the start of a better life. Of course, there's the other half of Syria, which absolutely loathes him and everything about him and would rather see him dead than vote for him.
Presumably it also helps him to make that point in any dealings he has with the outside world.
No, absolutely. He's always said, when questioned about whether or not he's going to stay on, and his spokespeople have said this, they said it's up to the Syrian people. There will be an election and they will have the choice. And now he will be able to say, because he's going to win this election by a wide margin, he'll be able to say, look, I put it to the vote and I won. End of story. I'm not going. Now, the whole Geneva diplomatic process to try to bring a political settlement to this, which has collapsed anyway, but that was predicated ultimately on finding a way for Assad to step down. And I think with this election behind him, there's no way he'll even publicly countenance discussing any situation where that might happen.
Jeremy, very many thanks.